Greetings, it's Emmanuel. I'm speaking to you from the streets of São Paulo in Brazil. So that obviously means that I'm not in the studio this week, and the show won't be a normal program. This week, in fact, actually, you know, now that I think about it, we could have just done the whole show from here. Didn't think about that till this very moment. Weird. Okay. In actuality, though, we have a show for you that was already recorded in Quebec, in Canada, about a month or so ago, when I was up there on a different trip. And for some reason, I didn't broadcast the show from there either when I was up there. All right, I'll have to do some serious thinking about this when I get back. But for the moment, let me explain what you're about to hear. It's a special program that focuses on a very brief amount of time and a rather dramatic event. I was in this park with a huge waterfall, and there was this very, very scary bridge that had to be crossed at one point. And for the next 45 minutes, and yes, the show this week is only 45 minutes because we have a basketball game tonight, we will be documenting what it was like to cross that bridge. I have to also apologize because there was some distortion in various parts. It was a rather panicky recording, and it was very noisy outside. If you've ever been to a massive waterfall, then you'll know how loud it can be. And there wasn't really an opportunity to test the sound. But I think for the most part, we've captured the best parts of this, and hopefully have also captured the drama that is included. So again, apologies if it sounds a little bit distorted at times, but we'll try and keep it in the spirit of things. So anyway, from São Paulo, it's Emmanuel. Tune into our special on crossing the bridge. Take it off. Take it, take it, take it. Excuse me. Oh, will you excuse me? I'm just trying to find the bridge. Has anybody seen the bridge? Please.
Have you seen the bridge?
I ain't seen the bridge.
Where's that confounded bridge?
This is Emmanuel. I'm at the Ste. Anne Canyon in Quebec, just north actually of Quebec City, and it's really spectacular. Waterfalls everywhere, forest, nice pathways, things like that. Very, very full of nature, and of course a bunch of tourists too, but not nearly as many tourists as you might expect. It's really something. It's very humbling to walk across these large canyons and see these huge waterfalls and things like that. And right now, currently, I'm walking across the path, taking a lot of pictures as I go. But there is something coming up which is a very great concern to me, and it's something I just saw in the distance as I was crossing one of the normal bridges. I see in the distance, you sort of walk in a circle, and the way to get back, you have to walk across one of those, how do I describe it? If you've ever seen Indiana Jones, you probably know the kind of bridge I'm talking about. It involves a lot of swaying and rocking back and forth, and as if that's not bad enough, it's a very long bridge, a very, very long suspension bridge with planks. And, you know, I was watching one or two people walk across it way off in the distance, and you could see the thing swaying quite a bit, you know, rocking to and fro. And it's not like it's close to the ground. It must be, 100 meters up in the air above the falls. I mean, there's no surviving this thing, that's for sure. In fact, I don't even think this device I'm talking on would survive if I was to not make it across. That's how high it is. I'm looking out over the falls now. It's very impressive. You might be able to hear them over there as they plummet over the rocky edge. I'm going to continue walking down this nice, safe ground pathway here and eventually hit the part where I have to cross. Occasionally, you know, you have these nice scenic views that allow you to look out over the pools of water and see people in the distance and take pictures and things like that. But oh my, that bridge, that is something else as I get closer to it. Of course, I'll be recording. If I just did decide to do this, I might turn around and go back the other way. That's entirely possible. Let me just read a little bit of literature here. Henry David Thoreau apparently came here. There's a whole big spiel on the wall here about Henry David Thoreau. Doesn't say if he crossed the bridge or not, though. Don't know if he did. I'll tell you, if I read here that he actually crossed the bridge. In 1850, he embarked upon a very special voyage, according to Montreal historian Pierre Monet, as one of the first recorded organized trips between the United States and Quebec. Thoreau was among 1,500 Bostonians who arrived in the province by train. That's right, they had Amtrak back then in 1850. Well, he describes his trip in A Yankee in Canada. So that's where you can find out if, in fact, he crossed the bridge. To find out if I crossed the bridge, just keep listening. Here's a little bit more information about the falls. The St. Anne Falls can be viewed in all its splendor from where I'm standing right now. Obviously you can't see it, but I can hold the microphone over to it. As every bit as magnificent as it sounds. These falls are 75 meters high, so okay, I was off by 25 meters. Because the bridge is about the same height. And that's 15 meters more than Niagara Falls. How do you like that? Which is only about 60 meters, or 196 feet for Americans. So these falls are 243 feet up in the air. Volume of water, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? The brown color of the water, in case you're curious about that, is natural for rivers originating along the Canadian Shield. The coloring is due to the acids found in the soil of the forest, known as the humus, which is spelled the same way as the food, but I don't think it's the same. Alright, well, that's pretty much it. There's nothing here about the bridge, but I am looking at the bridge, closer to the bridge. And I'm going to walk out over on this little ledge here. Oh my, we're pretty high up. Wow, that's something else. You know, as I look at this bridge, as we're closer to it, I'd like to say that it's not as scary as it was when I first looked at it. But I can't in good conscience say that. It's pretty effing scary. Oh my God. I see somebody standing on it, and they seem to be sort of riveted in fear, just sort of staring out and not moving forward or back. Oh yes, they've collapsed. They've fallen down. And looks like they're sending out a park ranger to drag the body off the bridge and bring back to the side. Oh boy, this is these Canadians, they don't mess around. Well, I mean, the way I look at it is that I'm standing here now on this little viewing area, and if I was to somehow fall over the edge, I'd be very bad. So it's no worse than standing on that bridge and having it collapse under my weight or whatever might happen.
How about the mist?
The mist? Yes, well, I'll introduce my friend Scott here to introduce us, to tell us about the mist. Oh, look, it's a rainbow.
Yes, there's a rainbow, and as you stand here, you can feel a light spray of the water that reaches all the way up here from all the tumultuous waterfall activity. And we can feel it on our faces. It's like a misty spray, like somebody's spraying something on your face.
And those of you listeners who have opted for the sense-around feature that we have broadcast on, we'll feel this yourselves. We'll feel the spray on your face. And isn't that refreshing? Ah, yes. Nice day today, too,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Lovely.
Sun is out. Well, can you imagine this place at night? Wow, that would be something.
I don't see anywhere where they would shine lights on anything, so it would be moonlight only.
And you'd have to cross the bridge at night, and there'd be no illumination there.
I'd like to see people do that with a GPS unit.
Well, we have several GPS units, but they're not going to do us a whole lot of good here.
It would be accurate enough to take them across the bridge and not off a ledge or onto a railroad track.
All right, well, as we're looking at this bridge, it gets ever closer. What's on the side of it? Is it fenced in, does it look like, or are those just ropes you hold on to?
I don't know.
I think it's a fence. I hope it's a fence. Not that that really helps very much, but it will make me feel a little bit safer. here's what I am hoping. You'll be taking pictures of me as I cross.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I make sure you're not on the bridge the same time as me. That way, if it does collapse, at least the pictures get through.
That's right. Something's going to survive this.
The pictures will probably survive the fall, but I don't know if anyone's going to fish out the pictures from the water later on. They might not think about that right away.
Ooh, look at the rainbow.
I pointed that out before.
But it's prettier.
It is pretty. All right. I'm going to get my affairs in order. And next time you hear from me, I'll be all the closer to my appointment with Destiny.
There it is! The Bridge of Death!
Oh, great.
Look! There's the old man from scene 24.
What is he doing here?
He is the keeper of the Bridge of Death. He asks each traveler three questions. He who answers the five questions. Three questions may cross in safety.
What if you get a question wrong?
Then you are cast into the gorge of eternal peril.
Oh, wacko.
Who's going to answer the questions? Sir Robin.
Yes?
Brave Sir Robin, you go.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why doesn't Lancelot go?
Yes, let me go, my liege. I will take it single-handed. I shall make a feint to the northeast.
No, hang on. Just answer the five questions.
Three questions
as best you can, and we shall watch and pray.
I understand, my liege.
Good luck, brave Sir Lancelot. God be with you.
Stop! Who would cross the Bridge of Death must answer me these questions three. Ere the other side he see.
Ask me the questions, Bridgekeeper. I am not afraid.
What is your name?
My name is Sir Lancelot of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Right, off you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's easy!
Stop! Who approacheth the Bridge of Death must answer me these questions three, ere the other side he see.
Ask me the questions, Bridgekeeper, I'm not afraid.
What is your name?
Sir Robin of Camelot.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is the capital of Assyria?
I don't know that!
Stop! What is your name?
Sir Galahad of Camelot.
What is your quest?
I seek the Grail.
What is your favorite color?
Blue! No, yellow!
Stop! What is your name?
It is Arthur, King of the Britons.
What is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
What do you mean? An African or European swallow?
Huh? I don't know that.
Who do you know so much about swallows?
Well, you have to know these things when you're a king, you know.
This is a 200mm.
It's great that you're capturing this with the best possible lens, but I just think you're a little too eager to. I'd rather walk up to the bridge first before I commit to going over it.
See, now that's the thing. You see, because it's not my life, I'm only thinking about this from the photographic aspect.
And I'm not begrudging you that. I'm just saying that wouldn't it be nice if we walked up to the opening of the bridge together, saw the very, maybe there's like a life insurance thing that you'd be the beneficiary of if you only signed a piece of paper over there. Whereas if you stay over here and just shoot me going across, That doesn't sound good either. Take a picture of me as I go across. I just would feel a little better, you know. There's a bunch of kids standing on it now, jumping up and down. That sure doesn't make me feel good either.
I can get even closer. I can put on the extension. Take a look.
Oh, boy. I'm looking through your lens now. It looks like these people are fighting. They're playing games. They're playing games on the bridge. I mean, that's not... The bridge is swaying to and fro. Oh, my goodness. This is...
Now, would you like me to get closer than that, or is that fine?
Well, I mean, no, I think that's fine.
But the thing is, if I zoom in too much, you won't know the context.
But
it'll just be a picture of you somewhere, but you won't know where.
Look at them go. They're skipping gaily across the bridge as if there's not a worry in the world.
That's right.
Oh,
where children go, you too can go.
Yeah. What I would like, though, if you're going to take the picture, make sure you get the height aspect of it. Because I want people to know just what I went through for this shot, how high up it is.
Take a look through that now.
All right.
Get the height.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Okay, so now the key is that when...
I ain't going across that bridge, man, not at that height. I mean, that's scary as hell.
When you're walking across, I need you to stop so that you're where that... You know, you have to look at me. Yeah, I'm going to be communicating with you with hand signals, like semaphores. Like, just think of your war experiences when you're on the battleships, and that's... So this is going to mean stop, and this don't mean go that way, and I don't mean to go that way.
The only... The communication I'm going to be doing is to a higher being, praying that I get across this damn thing. And I don't know if I can guarantee I'm going to stop, wave, smile for the camera, or anything like that. I mean, look at that thing. For God's sake, can you honestly look at that and not be scared?
That's the beauty of my being on this side taking a picture of you.
Right. Wait a minute. Are you going across the bridge?
Yeah, I will.
And who's going to shoot you going across the bridge?
You're going to, you know, you're going to be the harbinger. You're going to be the vanguard. You're going to make sure everything's safe.
I don't like any of those words. But let's just get this over with.
Got it.
I've had a good life, all things considered. I've experienced many things, met a lot of interesting people, seen some good movies and TV shows, read a couple of books, but appears that this is what it's all leading up to, is getting to this bridge and getting across this bridge and somehow surviving. And you know what's amazing about this is that it's so empty. Scott's picture will be the only evidence that this ever happened. Perhaps the only evidence that I ever happened. And it's just, I guess it's kind of anticlimactic, you know. You sort of expected more of a send-off. And, you know, it's pretty much you and the elements. And I guess that's really how it should be. All right, as I draw closer, only a couple of steps away, but I will walk down to the entrance of this. It's a kind of a boardwalk going down an incline. And here I am, looking across. It doesn't look so bad, actually, from this angle. That's only because I'm looking at it from this angle. If I look at it from over, oh my goodness, it's just swaying all over the place, and it's, these people on it right now, they're obviously not thinking about what they're on, because they're just relaxed, and like they're standing on a normal bridge. There's nothing normal about this bridge. Oh, and they're bouncing up and down. And, you know, some people just tempt fate. You can hear the bridge creaking as they do that. I'm getting vertical just looking at this. All right. Let's do this thing. Just a couple of housekeeping issues. The key to the safe is inside my front left tire. Now, I know that sounds a little complicated, but basically, when you consider what's in the safe, destroying the tire is actually worth it. So, whoever is hearing this, you understand. All right. I'm still standing on concrete, but by next step, I will be standing on wood. And there's not a lot below me. Here we go. Oh my goodness. Okay, this whole damn thing is moving as I stand on it. Oh my god. Holy crap. There's fence around me, which is good, I guess, but I'm just standing on a goddamn piece of wood, a plank. That's all I'm standing on. Oh man, this is scary. This is pretty f***ing scary right now. Alright. I'm not even halfway across. I'm not even halfway across. And he's not even looking at me. The bastard isn't even looking at me as I am going across this bridge, risking my life for a goddamn picture. He's looking at something else. Yo! Fool! Look at me! He's looking at something. How do you get somebody's attention when you're standing on a wooden plank bench or a wooden plank bridge swaying 1,000 meters above? How you doing? He's waving now. Yeah, how you doing? I'm not letting go of this thing for anything. No way. Okay, you know, I am frozen in fear. I guess I should take a picture while I'm here. I'm going to try to do this. Hold on, I'm going to put you in my pocket. Okay, I'm back. I took some pictures. Oh boy, I am scared. I'm standing still in the middle here. If I look down, my god, I just can't look down. It's too much. It's too high. I mean, a 1/100th of that fall would be fatal. I'm sure I look really courageous standing here like this, but I don't feel courageous. I feel pretty scared, and I'm going to continue moving because that's what I have to do. My feet are literally shaking, and so is the bridge, in fact. These are nice, thick pieces of wood, I will say that. Yes. Oh my God. I really feel like I could faint at any second. And this thing is scary. I know some people can do this. Some people can do this, especially in action adventures. But I am not one of those people. And I'm really, like, I'm going to hold the top part of the railing now. Whoever talked me into this, I don't know. Okay, you hear that? That's the bridge making noise. I'm moving very fast now, and I'm still in a high place. Okay, I have reached the other side. I have reached the other side, oh my God. I'd like to say that I feel like I accomplished something there, but all I think I've done is shorten my lifespan. And, wow. Yeah, fear. You know, it's not like I didn't know what fear felt like, but boy, this, that kind of fear is something that is not really necessary. Wow, that is something else. I guess it's okay if you don't think about it too much, but I tend to think about things too much, and that could be a problem. I'm going to climb down these stairs now, because with my luck, I'll just fall down the stairs, and that'll be how the day ends. When I actually feel the dirt under my feet, that would be a real comfort. Oh, okay. My feet are really, really shaking a lot. But, yeah, I'm going to walk over to this viewing platform over here. Yeah, certain things I just never really wanted to do. I don't really relish the idea of skydiving or bungee jumping or, you know, anything involving jumping out of things or stuff involving lots of pain and, you know, having parts of you removed, things like that. You know, sure, there are people who are into that kind of thing and feel a certain thrill, I suppose, but there's other things in life you can get a thrill from, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that. Okay, here I am. I'm reading something about a 15-kilometer man-made waterway built in 1937. You know, there's nothing written about that damn bridge. That's what I'd like to know more about. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk back to the bridge now, and I'm going to wait for my friend Scott to come across it, and we'll see how he handles it. He actually has to carry all his camera equipment, so we'll see if he fares any better than I do. Thing is, you know, if he expects me to run out and rescue him, I don't know if I can do that. I mean, I'd like to say I could, but let's be realistic here. It's pretty scary, and I don't know if I could put myself through that again. Yeah, they say that you do this kind of thing once, and it's a lot easier. It's not. It really, it's just as difficult even looking at this thing as it was before. I'm looking at the bottom of it now, and it's like, how does this thing even stay up? Let me take a picture of that just for evidence. Yeah, my legs are shaking again, thinking that I'm going over this. I'm not. I promise you, legs, I'm not going over this again. Yeah, that bastard went around the other side, I swear to God. I've been standing here for maybe 15 minutes now, waiting, and there's nobody. No one's come across this bridge since I got to this side, so I'd sure like to know if I was just the fool here that went across this crazy thing and no one else dares to do it. Yeah, well, you know, I'm just going to stand here then. I'll stand here till dark to see someone else go over, or to see him in particular go over. Yeah. I deserve that much. One thing, though, you know, the last thing you see before you cross the bridge, there's this big wooden outhouse. It's like the first thing you need when you get over to this side, but there isn't one, unfortunately. So, yeah, this makes the situation all the more special. I'm tempted, you know, I can't do this now. I'm tempted to go out on the bridge to see the viewing platform, to see if he's still there, but no, I'm not going to do that. That would be the ultimate irony, wouldn't it, to have the bridge collapse then, at that point, when I'm out in the middle looking to see where he is. So I'll just continue standing here like a fool, waiting. Look at this. I've wandered four steps out to the bridge. No, don't do that. Stand back. My God. No, I'm not going over that thing ever again. I'm done. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, 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 yeah, yeah. Love me, I say, yeah, yeah. One time. There are people coming across now. A nice elderly couple. Okay, you know, I do feel like an idiot. Yes, old people are walking across the bridge, and they don't seem to really be concerned that much. Here's the thing, you know, you're in a place like this. You're in Quebec, in northern Canada. There's not as much hand-holding as there is in the States. My, look at that bridge go up and down. That is unbelievable. They're just sort of having a chat in the middle of the bridge. I don't know about what, but probably has nothing to do with crossing the bridge. But, I mean, if this was in the United States, you'd have all kinds of security guards and park rangers standing around, security cameras, and here I am, you know, just walking across this crazy bridge, and it's up to me if I want to do it or not, and no one's there to give me words of assurance or to mock me either, I suppose. So it's, I guess, a two-sided coin. So there's actually about five elderly people now on the bridge on the other side, sort of in various parts of it, looking over the edge and taking pictures and talking to each other and looking at me. I guess they're wondering if I'm trying to go over the other side or if I'm just somebody to be avoided at all costs. But yeah, it must look rather odd. I honestly don't know where my friend went. I mean, he's the kind of person who will take a picture for half an hour. So he could still be in that position. Although I didn't see him when I was going across. I thought he had... I did see him. It's all sort of a blur now. I saw him while I was going across. Then everything sort of got confusing, and I just went across as quickly as I could. And I think when I went across to the other side and looked at that viewing platform, I didn't see him. But that might not have been the same viewing platform. I don't know. One thing is for sure, I'm not going across to find out. And he has no phone, so I can't call him to ask. But he must know that I'm on this side. So I'm just going to stay here and wait. Nothing more I can do. Okay, I just saw him. I went to the viewing platform. He just started crossing the bridge now, so I'm running back over to greet him on the other side. Oh, won't this be fun? He looks pretty cautious going across, I'll say that. Can't say I blame him. How you doing? Give me a little thumbs up, and he's bouncing up and down. That's not funny. He's getting dirty looks from everybody else on the bridge. Just jumped way up in the air and came down. This whole thing is moving back and forth or up and down. So people in their 70s on this thing don't really want to do that. So he seemed to have made it across without too much of a problem. You look a little peaked there.
Well, when you're right in the middle, and it is bouncing and swaying in the breeze, it is a little disconcerting.
Especially when you're the one jumping up and down making it do that.
Yeah, but it helps to get your mind off of it and to think of your work.
Well, you have like over half a dozen senior citizens on the bridge with you. I had nobody.
I noticed that. And that it's funny you should say that, because that's what gave me the confidence to cross it. I said, well, you know,
You didn't have the confidence. You had the confidence when you were convincing me to go across it. Then you had the confidence, but you didn't have the confidence then, huh?
See the woman in the blue jacket?
Yes, I did.
She actually jumped. She did a little bit of this.
She was having a discussion with the guy next to her for about 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know what she was talking about, but maybe it was about whether or not she should go across or jump or something like that.
Oh, no. She had no concerns at all. She wasn't nervous or intrepid or anything.
Look at these people. It's like they're walking on the boardwalk at Coney Island.
Yeah. Yeah. She was smiling, all fun. She was fearless.
What's with these people? We should be scared.
She's like, hey, more pictures, more video. Yeah.
Yeah, but I noticed that she's staying on her side of the bridge. She's not coming over here.
I think when you get closer to the end than the beginning, I think you have more courage because you figure, well, you know.
Well, I'm about courage. I had more determination because I was like getting really, really close, and I didn't care about pictures or anything at that point. But I'll tell you what, in the middle, that's where it feels the craziest, because you suddenly realize that you're getting vertigo, the whole thing's swaying, you're looking down, you can't help but you're looking down and realizing just how high up you are. And, you know, there's no one around. At least for me, there was no one around. So it was just, like, really very surreal. Very, very crazy.
Yeah. I was thinking of, like, you know, if an earthquake were to happen right now.
You know what? I'm glad you're mentioning that now as opposed to later. What would happen if there was an earthquake? Damn, I never thought about that. And these planks of wood. I mean, they're planks of wood. Yeah. Things can happen to wood.
Well, the cable wood, it's actually a suspension bridge. And, All the load is being handled by these cables, just like, for example, all the bridges around Manhattan. And so I would imagine that they would have a lot of leeway. Like they would. There's room for them to move a little if there was an earthquake.
Well, I'm happy for that. But if the piece of wood underneath me snaps, the suspension isn't going to do me a whole lot of good.
Yeah, I would. In that case, I would go for the cable, because that's really the business end of the bridge. You know, the wooden planks are just there to keep you alive, but it's the, you know, so that you don't fall through the floor, but it's the cable that's really holding it all up, so.
Mob scene, yeah. It's like about 20 people in the vicinity of the bridge. There's nobody when I cross. I think I preferred it that way, because it was just me and my fate.
I got three pictures of you, although you didn't stop, and you were just racing across, so.
Well, no, I did stop for a little while,
because I was ill in the African, you know, forests.
Yes, thank you very much. Excuse me. I stopped because I took pictures. I took a couple of pictures myself. They weren't very good pictures, because I really wanted to take them fast, but I did stop to sort of get my thoughts together. And, but then I moved. When I started moving, I didn't stop.
Yeah, no, you didn't. It was like trying to take a picture of a Yeti in the forest or something.
Well,
I was trying to...
But you did get the shot. That's the important thing.
Yes, I did.
Because I am not going over that thing again.
That's too bad, because I'm going over right now.
All right, well, Scott's on his way over, and the whole thing is bouncing. Donations to Scott's Memorial Fund can be made care of the station. And why is the bridge bouncing? Oh, because other people are bouncing on the other side now. Yeah, this is not a good idea. And it's not only bouncing, it's swaying. I'm so happy I'm on this side. And just not on the bridge at all. So happy. Yeah, look down. Go ahead. Look down. It's comforting, isn't it? Oh, now Scott's sort of collapsing in a heap in the middle of the bridge. Yeah, that's humbling, isn't it? Sheesh. Nothing more annoying than people who think they're bigger than the elements. Yeah, have you been put in your place? You look down, huh? Your feet are like jello now, aren't they? Yeah,
you know,
get the words out.
There's two things going on here at this bridge. It bobs up and down.
And it sways side to side.
And it sways side to side. Mm-hmm. And somehow when you have that perfect combination, you really want to get across.
And when you're in the middle looking down, that also adds to the fun.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've had enough of death for today. Oh, I'll never go across the Williamsburg Bridge the same way again, though.
I felt like a man over a bridge over troubled waters.
I felt like an idiot doing something for reasons I still don't understand.
Too bad we can't take the other bridge.
Yeah, that bridge is closed. I guess that one. That one's too safe.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will draw them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when time gets rough, you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you.
Come to shine.